Listener Production.
Hello, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. A man's been killed after a truck smashed through a safety barrier and continued into a valley in Perth's hills. Happened on a bend on Crystal Brook Road in Les Murdy about 4 p.m. yesterday. 50-year-old truck driver tragically died at the scene. Anyone with info is urged to get in touch with police. The boss of Qantas insists the mid-air turnarounds that have made headlines in the past few weeks are a sign of strong safety systems. Alan Joyce telling Seven his airline's record when it comes to turnarounds is similar to Virgin's, and he's glad that pilots side with caution rather than risk it.
I'd rather that would be known, but again, I encourage our pilots to do this. I applaud them when they do it. It shows that Qantas and the aviation industry in Australia is one of the safest in the world because this happened.
It comes as a Virgin flight to Melbourne last night was forced to land back in Perth a short time after takeoff. National Cabinet meeting today with the country's leaders to discuss whether pharmacists should be allowed to hand out prescriptions to free up doctors. Fresh warnings ahead of the start of abalone season tomorrow. A one-hour session is open from 7 a.m. from Moore River to Busselton, but authorities have the power to call it off if conditions become too dangerous. Cam Robbins from Surf Lifesaving WA says there's been no incidents so far.
It's probably the most dangerous recreational pursuit in the ocean because you can't dictate people's swimming abilities, and that's the issue we've got. When you've got such a major influx of people hunting abalone, it's very difficult.
In sport, it's a Perth Scorchers Brisbane Heat Big Bash final after the Heat's upset 4-wicket win over the Sydney Sixers last night. All-rounder Michael Nisa hitting 48 not out off just 32 balls to guide the Heat to the chase of 117.
That wicket was a bit tricky to get started on, but once you got the pace on, it was not too bad. But fortune favours the brave.
That audio on Channel 7 there. The Scorchers set to host tomorrow night's final at Optus Stadium. Tickets go back on sale from 10 a.m.